The Murthy Law Firm has been clarifying U.S. immigration laws and procedures for foreign nationals since 1994. Please listen to copyright information and restrictions at the end of this recording.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Immigration Insider. I'm Aaron Finkelstein, your go-to immigration attorney from Murthy Law Firm with 25 years of experience plus. Today, we're addressing a serious matter, the 212A6CI inadmissibility finding for willful misrepresentation or fraud. This is a permanent bar to entry, so unless successfully challenged or waived, it's going to be a major impediment. All right, let's get into it. A 212A6CI finding means that a consular officer believes you knowingly misrepresented a material fact, such as providing false information on a visa application to obtain an immigration benefit. The Department of State's Foreign Affairs Manual, or the FAM, explains that these findings can trigger permanent inadmissibility unless addressed. As stated in the FAM, an alien who by fraud or willful misrepresentation of a material fact seeks to procure or has sought to procure or has procured a visa, other documentation, or admission into the United States is inadmissible. So what do you do if they make that finding in your visa application case? If you believe the finding is mistaken, for example, if the misrepresentation was unintentional or not material, you can present new evidence for reconsideration. You must submit the evidence, such as affidavits or corrected documents, to demonstrate that your error did not impact your overall eligibility, as outlined in 9 FAM 302.9-4E. If new evidence is presented which conclusively demonstrates that the alien did not commit fraud or willfully misrepresent a material fact, the consular officer may reconsider the previous finding. The burden remains on you and solely you to establish your admissibility. Otherwise, there are waiver options. When you're considering waiver options, note the difference between immigrant and non-immigrant waivers. For immigrant waivers, you're required to file a form I-601 with USCIS, and in that form, you must clearly show that denying entry would cause extreme hardship to a qualifying relative. This means your U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident spouse or parent. As stated in the USCIS policy manual, to qualify for a waiver of inadmissibility under INA 212I for fraud or willful misrepresentation, the applicant must establish that the denial of admission would result in extreme hardship to a qualifying relative. Sounds complicated? Not sure how to make the presentation? It's strongly recommended that you schedule an appointment with a reputable immigration attorney or firm like the Murthy Law Firm that can help you maximize your chances of success. Okay, well, what about the non-immigrant side? For non-immigrant visas, you request a 212D3A waiver during your consular interview. There's no specific form that's required, but instead you offer a written request with supporting details of your travel purpose and ties to your home country. The consular officer will consider all facts presented in the case to determine whether to recommend a waiver. In instances where you receive a 221G refusal, remember that this is a temporary measure requiring more information. As stated in 9 FAM 403.9-4B2, if the applicant fails to present the requested evidence within 1 year of the date of the application is terminated without further action. So therefore, you must submit all the requested documents within 1 year, as stated in your refusal letter. So what should you do? Review your refusal notice immediately. Gather all evidence to either challenge the finding or support your waiver application, ensuring you fully document the extreme hardship for immigrant cases. Acting promptly is a must because errors can be costly. Okay, guys, this is a concise roadmap for addressing a 212A6C little I finding. For personalized advice, please consult a reputable attorney or law firm like the Murthy Law Firm. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys the next time.
This is a free service. The content is the protected, copyrighted property of the Murthy Law Firm. Learn about our firm, how to engage our services, and more at www.murthy.com.